You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita. Hello and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth, Episode 7. I am your host, Lita, and joining me in an airport on his way to a fun weekend is Stone. Hey, Stone, how are you?
Hey. Hello, I'm doing good. I'm actually a lot more awake than I am usually when we do yes. our shows, because I woke up about 2 hours earlier than normal, so I'm like up and ready to go.
Yeah. Awesome. And you are currently in the airport. You're waiting for your plane, and you are heading. So tell us all about, for those people who don't know where you were going and what you were doing, tell us what you're doing.
Yeah, for folks that don't know, I mean, I've been blathering on about it on Twitter like for like the last 2 weeks or so. Mm-hmm. I'm going to the Well Played Party in Minneapolis to go watch the Warcraft movie with 150 other people. It's going to be crazy.
That's so cool. How amazing is that? But so we're still doing an episode, which is good. You know, this is technology is amazing. That's... I know. So we're going to try
oh,
and.
Oh no!
What?
And you're also going to be hearing the background sounds of the airport.
Yes. So we will see how that goes. When I edit that, this could be fun, folks. We all know how much Lita loves to edit. Awesome. So anyway, you're going to see the Warcraft movie. How excited for seeing the movie and catching up with these, you know, a lot of friends and people this weekend. How excited are you about this? Because I'm excited for you and I'm not even going.
I went to go to sleep last night at 9 because I was like, I don't know what to do with myself. I'm gonna be up at 3, and then I figure, you know, okay, give me 6 hours of sleep. Nope, I'm not sleeping. I didn't get to sleep until about maybe 12. I'm just so pumped up.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing it. And from what I understand, you've already seen it.
Is that true? Have already seen it. So for those of you that don't know, some of us in Australia actually got a special invite from Universal. Actually, it wasn't from Blizzard. It came through Blizzard, but it actually came from Universal themselves. So Universal is the company that's putting out or distributing or whatever you want to call them with the movie. And I got invited to the 3D premiere in Australia. Now, they held premieres in a few of the capital cities. So it was Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne. I'm pretty sure it was also Adelaide and Perth. And I got to go Tuesday night to see it in 3D, which I'm not a huge lover of 3D because I get really bad vertigo and I always get worried that it will affect me because, you know, make me sick and things like that. But I was like, no, I'm going to see it. I don't care if I'm sick. I'm still going to see it. But I actually did really, really well. There was parts in the movie that I was like, whoa, there's stuff coming out of the screen. So I loved it. I loved it.
Well, I mean, I've seen a lot of reviews for it, and it was always like, oh, this is horrible, horrible, blah, blah, blah. It's not so good. It's like, really? Well, I don't really care.
Yeah.
Because I'm still going to go, and I'm sure it's going to be good. It's going to be good for the people that it's meant to be good for.
Yeah. So. I mean, if you don't have the Warcraft history and don't know the world, yeah, sure. There might be parts of the movie that you're kind of like, I'm not really getting it. But for me, Stone,
Or you.
For me, that's right. It was something that I can say, well, this is 11 years I've been playing this game. I love the game from the moment that I started playing, and nothing has changed. I love this game. So to see these characters that I have, and I feel like I need to say grown up with, because in this time, you go through a lot of real life, when you're gaming for this long with one game. I mean, I've seen relationship breakup, I've been through sickness and health and all of that kind of thing, that my life has gone in very different ways since when I first started playing this game. So to see these characters come to life, to see these actors portraying, Durotan and Draka and Lothar and Medivh and Khadgar, and look, I'm not giving any spoilers. I'm just saying that I loved it. I managed to take two of my real life friends that also play the game here in Brisbane, and my friend Phil said he there was some at some point that he looked at me when I during the
I
movie, and
saw
he
that.
said I was so enthralled with watching the movie that he could have jumped on my lap and danced around, and I would have just not had a clue what was going on. I was so in zoned into the movie that I felt every ache, I felt every joy, I felt every laugh, and and I just had such, I came out of that movie just, for me, it was like this glowing of, oh my gosh, I got to see this stuff. So I hope for you, Stone, that this is the reaction that you get, that you will love it, that everyone that sees it will love it as much as I have. And I can't wait. I'm going to take my nephew
Oh, yeah.
to see it sometime, because technically it's not out here until next Thursday. So
Yeah,
we've
that's
got
what
a
I heard.
week. Yeah. So we've still
Wow.
got a week before it's released in Australia. So it's I feel really quite special that I got to see it a bit early. So yeah, it blew me away. I really loved it, and I am hoping Duncan Jones did such a good job. I have to say, please, please, please let there be more. There has to be more.
I think there will be. I
Yeah.
think it's going to do well enough that they'll sign on for a number two and three, and they'll probably end
Well,
up trying to film two and three at the
they're
same
gonna
time,
have
right?
to. All I can say is
Yeah,
they're gonna
so.
have to, because I want to see this in, I want to see my virtual world
Yeah.
in a reality, because
Yeah.
seeing Durotan and reading, like I haven't read every single book that's come out, but I've read a lot. And to actually kind of see that story that I have, read and kind of had part of it within the game, and just, oh, I just want more. I'm like, damn it, guys, come on, you need to give us more. I'm just hungering for it. So everyone who gets to go see it, I really, really hope that you enjoy it as much as I did, and I can't wait to talk with you next week, Stone, about it, and about your awesome weekend. So what else did you have planned? Is everyone doing while
Well,
you're over there?
there's supposed to be some meetups going on.
Okay.
Like we've rented a room. I believe Pat Crane and Jules are going to do a live show on Saturday night as well. I know I'm going to be doing periscopes throughout the week, like starting I think after I get off the phone with you.
Yeah.
And probably, and they'll be doing little bits here and there. I think we're going to I think we're going to an amusement park. Not sure how well I'm going to fare there, but we'll
Yeah.
see. And honestly, it's just a lot of chumming around too.
Yeah.
So it's going to be good.
No, that's so good. Make sure you give everyone hugs from me. It's just like I'm so thrilled that you're getting to have this, amazing opportunity. So enjoy. But anyway, we will, because I don't know how long I'm gonna get you
Yeah, I don't
on
know how much you've got me for.
I know. So, how about you tell me about your week in WoW? What have you managed to do this week?
Honestly, non-iron related, I actually did a whole crap ton of mount farming, and finally, I have to thank Lazor. She was there with me. I was streaming online and farming for the Mountain Dragon Soul, and I finally got life bind and maiden.
Oh, did
So,
you? I miss
but yeah,
that.
that was gonna be the last one. So now I've been setting up all my characters to have a lockout, so
Yep.
that I can just jump into all tracks, old tracks, Xeon, and then I can just go in and kill them. And do it really quick. And now, do it really quick. Sorry, I'm 39, turning 12. I know.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, I feel renewed in my quest to get that last mount before the next expansion drops. So
Oh, that's
I've
awesome.
honestly been doing. I'd say I did about 20 mount runs last lockout, and so. Where I'm at 11 lockouts, so all my horde characters
Wow.
are done this lockout. So when I get back home after this weekend, I'm hoping I have enough time to edit the clips together and then hopefully do my alliance characters before the
Okay.
lockout changes over.
Oh,
I hope.
nice.
Yeah,
Congratulations.
so
That's
that's pretty
awesome.
much it.
Yep.
Yeah, so what have you been up to?
Okay. Well, I feel like I've had a big week, but I haven't had a big week. Does that make sense? So, I managed to get back in Ashran. Oh, Nemesis. Oh, Nemesis, how I hate thee so. I'm up to 83 gnomes. Actually, I think I was 84. I was in there last night.
Nice.
No, I'm not. I'm at 83. That's right. There was this damn rogue gnome, and yeah, we got trampled. And I went, no, I think I'll go play monks with the boys. So I'm very slowly making progress. We will see how that goes. But I managed to get in a couple of really good battle Ashrans, actually. Like, they started off really cruddy. There was one. We started off with nine people, and I zone in and I'm thinking, oh, this is not gonna be good. This is, there's nine. And it just built. And the guy, I have to say, I'm gonna give a shout out because this guy was so good. And then every time that we got new people in, it just built from nine to a 40-man raid, so a full
Wow.
team, over the course of, I think I was in there for nearly 2 hours, and it was Reynard from Whisperwind, and he was so good. He would just kind of explain stuff, and he led it so well. That, what started off as thinking, oh, this is going to be a struggle, we're going to get trounced, turned into we kick some serious alliance butt. Like, we
Nice.
managed to get I got the four events plus Trem twice in 2 hours, like, or in however long I was in there. So we just did event, all the stuff, and we just took on, and everything Alliance threw at us, we gave it back to them. We just absolutely shredded them. So it was kind of surreal, because you're just going, wow, this is one of those rare times everyone actually worked together and did what they were supposed to do. And again, those healers, I tell you, and the other thing was, I got told pick up, we picked up the artifact, and he packed it up and he said, give it to Leda. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, I've never had this, the ancient artifact before. So whoever had it dropped it and I picked it up and I turned really big and I had
Oh,
like
really?
800,000 plus hit points.
Oh,
And
my God.
I could just, like, I was just pretty much one-shotting
Nice.
Alliance. It was so much fun. I had it on me for, because you have it for like a buff time. So I think I had it for like 30 minutes, and I felt like this boss. I felt like this raid boss. No one could take me down, and I was lucky. I managed to somehow get healers on me, constantly on me, that I was just alive the whole time we were doing events. Everyone was keeping me up. And oh, the amount of bones and kills and honor and conquest. I was going, wow. But unfortunately, there was like two gnomes in there. So I killed them as repeatedly as I could to get up to 83. So anyway, that was a lot of fun. I did on Saturday night, we continued on with the Glory of the Thundering Raider achievement. So I got Wingie, Asheo, Cinder, Thor, Natani, MacGyver, Mel, and 42. Well, Mel, it was their son, 21. So 21 and 42 were in there. Yeah, I know, cool, eh? And I've got some screenshots, so don't forget to check out the show notes at adventuresinazeroth.com. I've put some pickies up, and it was a lot of fun. We got a few more achievements done. We continued. No, we. I think we started again to just go through, and then the bosses that we'd already done. That we'd already done the achievements for the other week and then continued on. So we did all that in normal, because that way we can then come back in heroic and get all the heroic kills once you've done all the achievements. So there was at one point that I was like, I can't remember which boss it was, the mechanical dude.
Oh, the dark animus,
Animus? Yeah. I was
yeah,
just like, hey, what
anima
the
is
fuck?
what we used to call them,
Yeah.
the
Okay.
anima, because that's what it felt like when every time that we had to fight them.
Yeah.
Anyways, that
Yeah.
boss was not fun.
Well, we managed to, they all took off and I can't remember what happened. And anyway, I came into the room and I'm like, no, you guys go kill him. I'm just gonna sit right here. So I just sat down and was like letting him kill him. So yeah, so it was good. We had a few hiccups on, I think it was, oh, you can't see me was what I called it. It was the fight on which one's the eye? That one to get the achievement.
Jurumu.
Yes. Oh, that was a horrible achievement to get because you had to get the three, you had to get all the colored.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and
All
then you had to make it
three
through the
colored, yeah.
maze, and then you had to do it again, and then you had to do it again. Oh my gosh, we had so many tries at that. That was, but we got there. We got it. So,
Awesome.
when you see that screenshot, I called it You Can't See Me because all you see is green and white fire, and there's like, yeah, it was crazy. So yeah, we got all that done. So that was pretty exciting. And by the time I finished the night, I was 5 points off 19,000 achievement points.
Oh.
I was like, can we go kill something else, please? I need
So
another
close.
achievement. I know. So that was kind of cool. And the mount runs this week. Well, I have had no luck. You have had the luck, which is awesome. But I did get Firelands. I took my druid in there with Wingie and I got the staff. I got the druid staff. I haven't got the toy, so I've got a photo of my fiery kitty with Wingy. So yeah, so that was a lot of fun. And other than that, I've been out to a movie and oh, I did do Monks with the Boys last night. I've not written this down yet, but I will. So we made Monks ages ago, Wingy, Asheo, and I did. And I got to be the healer because
Oh.
Ash is tanking. He said, I want to tank. Wingy said, well, I normally tank. I want to do DPS. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm the healer. They went, yep. So we've got our own little three-man dungeon team that we just run and do stuff on. So we ran all the way down from Stormwind to Alderman in Badlands. Am I right? I always get it mixed up. At level 40. So we were level 40 when we walked in and we three-manned it. And by the time we came out, I think we were 44. So that was kind of special.
Oh,
So
wow.
yeah, so we got four levels in there. That's kind of crazy.
Nice.
Yeah. So I did have some screenshots for that, so I'll throw some of those up there too. But yeah, so it's been lots of little things this week, and I feel like it's been a good week. It's just nice to sit down and play. And oh, and I've been trying to do toys, the toys for Legion. So
Yeah.
I've still got two in Pandaria that just are not doing dropping the things that I need. So
Well, it's not like those ones are gonna it's not like those ones are gonna go away,
no.
right? It's just that in they're gonna convert to
Yes.
being in your toy box,
That's
right?
right.
So
That's right. So I want them in my
it's not
bag.
like rush.
Yeah. I mean, it's not. It's just that I just, it's one of those things now that I just log in, go to Shrine, take off into Vale, look for Sane Tidehunter and kill him. So I want the one off him. And then I go over to Dreadwaste and kill Galok. So I need the one off them, but I've got all the other ones for Mop. So yeah, so that's kind of like the extra little thing I do. And I haven't done very much Darkmoon Fair. Again, I think I went one night and killed the Feasley Weasels, but that's been about it. So I need to get actually some challenge tunes over there, but I've been too busy doing other stuff. So bless it. Yes. So it's been a good week anyway, which is enjoyable.
Sounds like
Yeah, you know me, I always have fun, which is good. All righty. Okay. Well, how about we talk about our show topic for this week, which was favorite Wrath dungeon. And somebody did screenshots for me this week. Woo! Wonder who that was.
Let me go first while it's quiet and I'm still here because I don't know. We're getting close to where I might have to drop
Okay.
off. Okay, my favorite dungeon, I think, well, at least is the Nexus. And one of the main reasons is that it was the whole deal where there's like four or five bosses and it's kind of like in a diamond pattern, and the one section where you go in where you go fight the anomaly, I don't remember what the boss's name is, but the music changes to this like techno kind of disco, well not disco but more techno-ish stuff. And when I first went in there, it was like, oh, this is cool, because the music was so much different from anything that we had ever heard. And wow, it was like, yeah. And ever since then, I don't know why, I'm just hooked on it. I definitely I was not considering the three that they had added, afterwards. To be honest, I think one of I'm just hoping that they don't say my name, Jean. Anyway, so basically, yeah, it would be Nexus. I did take screenshots, and you know what? It was funny. I was taking screenshots so that to kind of make it look dumb, where I don't know how to take screenshots because I really don't take them as good as you. So I was intentionally trying to make the bosses small and kind of hid in there. But you know, I think they kind of worked out, and you weren't all mad at me. And I'm like, oh man, I was trying to bug you, and it's like, damn, come on.
I honestly thought that when you sent me the screenshots, and you're like, oh, you're gonna hate me, and I'm looking at him, and I thought, wow, he's done better than I thought he was gonna do. So
next time I will try harder. I will try really hard.
So I have taken stone screenshots, and I have medlayed them together into one. So again, you can check out the website to see Stone's Nexus adventure of the screenshots that he's done. But everyone will know that that's how
that is
Stone.
Definitely me and not
that's
you.
Definitely
because
yes.
That bad.
Yeah. So if people see the screenshots when Stone and I are together, I do make you move, and I make you, you know, pose as I'm like, no, stand here, no, stand here.
To the left, Okay,
that's
a little
right.
bit back to the right.
I'm like this. I like to think of myself as this little pro, wow, screenshot photographer type of thing. I do love taking screenshots. So if people do not realize that, I have got years of screenshots, which is always fun to have a look at. But Nexus is I always enjoyed Nexus. I loved Nexus as a dungeon. It was fun. I remember the first time going in there, and I think we didn't have problems until we got to that first, but actually no, it might have been the mage right before as you were heading down to the boss, to that first lot of you know,
the mage that flings the mage that flings you around all over the place.
No. The mage with the dogs that walks up the corridor. I remember that was taking that down, and you know, utilizing our crowd control. You know, the hunter trapping one, me fearing one, I think it was, and just making sure the crowd control was, you know, on point, and then getting down to the first room where the boss is, and the pulls on those, you had to be so careful. If you pulled too erratically, then all of a sudden you've pulled the next mob, and then the boss, and you wipe, and yeah, so I always really liked that. But I always hated the last boss, the dragon, and the achievement.
Oh, you
had
to
jump. You had to
jump
all the time. And I can't jump, and I can't dance.
Well, you don't really have to jump. You just move a little bit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Gotta move just a little
bit.
But as
bit. A
warlock,
I don't have like a lot of instant stuff. So you're like, I need to, you know, back then I think it was Shadow Bolt and Conflag and Immolate, and all of that pretty much had spell like a timer. So, you know, you're trying to go, okay, quickly get it off now. And you're like going, jump, quick. And it's like, no, I missed it. I'm like frozen. I've got to wait. So yeah, I loved Nexus. I thought that was a really good pick. So yeah, thank you for that one.
So what was yours?
Okay. You have not seen the picture.
No,
because I left
no.
it to the last minute, and I only knew yours because you had to send me the screenshot so I could put them together. Mm-hmm. But I did actually. There was so many Wrath dungeons that it really took me a while to. I'm like going, Violet Hold. Love Violet Hold, but no, that doesn't. There's so many that hold us, but Oculus was hell. I hated that place.
Oculus wasn't bad once
Oh,
you
I hated it.
knew exactly where to go, and it's and if
Yeah.
and I was in groups where everybody knew, and we just ran through it so fast
Yeah.
that it's fine. It just the problem is getting those people to be trained, I guess, into how it worked.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that was the hard part,
Oh,
right?
I can get really bad with direction, so I found that was to be a struggle. And then, there's all the what is it, Zoldyck stuff. And I'm thinking, oh, what am I gonna choose? And in the end, I actually went with something that really eclipsed two of my most favorite people in the game. So, again, these were the later dungeons
Oh no.
of Wrath. I did go, but Halls of Reflection
That's your
was
favorite?
that is my favorite. It's got Lich King and it's got Sylvanas. I mean, what else
Well,
would I
yeah.
possibly want? And I can remember the first room where it was so intense that you had
Was.
to hide in the corner. And I remember being careful of the mercenary. I think it was the mercenary would come like the rogue and stun you, and you had to get out of that. And taking those waves after waves and making sure that you kept the stuff off the healer so the healer would keep everyone off, and how intense those fights was. I loved, as much as it was so intense, I love that dungeon. And then seeing Lich King and Sylvanas having the fight before you start
Yeah.
that gauntlet run, and you're running and you're running. And I can remember the first time that we did the dungeon, that Lich King was right there. It was like we were like steps ahead of him the whole way, and you could feel in your throat and in your heart, like you were just like, keep going, just go. He's right here. He's gonna, we're not gonna make it. And to get to the end of that was, by the time you finish that dungeon, I remember we were just like breathing. Like it was like, okay, we can breathe now, we can breathe. And making it through, and you're just like ecstatic because you actually made it through. And yeah, having Lich King chase you down was quite. It was one of my favorite things to do, 'cause you would always try and always want a better, you felt like as you got better gear, it was stronger, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, we're blowing Lich away, 'cause look how far in front of him we are, and we're taking down his mobs, or as opposed to the first couple of times where you're like, oh my God, he's right here, like keep going. Yeah, so
So,
Halls.
that one for me wasn't bad. It's just it wasn't my favorite. It was actually one of my least favorites, and only because when people would come in, like they would just drop, and they're like, "Oh man!" Like, and unless we were past the first two bosses, they would just drop, right? And it was like overall, I mean, the whole thing is completely fine. It's good. But because of the perceived no problem with it, and I guess the same thing goes with Oculus. No, it wasn't bad. It's just, sometimes people would zone in, be like, "Oh, I got this one." Nope. Gone, right? So,
Quit. I'm out. Yeah,
yep.
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, you know what we'll do? How about we go straight into our mailbox? Because I know we've got a voicemail from Spanky. So how about we listen to Spanky's voicemail, and we'll be back in a moment.
Hey guys, Spanky here. This week it's favorite Wrath dungeons. Ooh, so many to choose from, but in the end, there can be only one, the controversial one. The one that made people quit when they saw what dungeon they got off the random group finder. The one that has a very special place in my heart, especially on my paladin tank, because he was the only one I would tank it on, because he made it easy mode for me. It was a pain in the butt for everybody else. That one is Heroic Halls of Reflection. Oh, I love that dungeon. That first section, a pally tank just destroyed. It was such a pain in the butt on any other tank, except maybe a DK. But, you know, piling into that corner, grouping up, AOEing them all down. And, jeez, those mobs used to beat the living crap out of anybody who was out of place. It was just, yeah, it was a tough combo, that first section of the boss. But so I enjoyed it for that. But also, you see, that had a really, really cool story in it, that one. It was like, you know, you walk in, suddenly if you didn't bother, you know, if you didn't click past all the RP, there's Sylvanas, you know, trying to steal Frostborn and all that sort of stuff. And then, you know, she leaves you to deal with the mobs while you took off. And then next thing you know, she was there fighting the Lich King and she's getting the snot kicked out of her. Then all of a sudden someone comes in and saves the day, and then you're off and you're running for your life, and those ice walls are popping up and he's just RP walking up to you like he's gonna get you, he's gonna get you, he's gonna get you, and you're racing to beat everything down, and whether you do it or not, it's just a fun one. And if you do it right, you get that achievement, you know, you get to the very end of it and then you think you're toast, and then all of a sudden the gunship appears. I need it on horde sides, I don't know what it's like for Alliance, but the gunship appears, they do actually do something useful for once, because any sort of airship in WoW always gets shot down and is bloody useless anyway, so I don't know why we have them, but for this one time it was actually useful. Blocked the cave off, locked him in, and you get that wonderful achievement that we are not retreating, we're just advancing in a different direction. Yep, Heroic Halls of Reflection. That was probably my favourite map dungeon, favourite dungeon map. God, words are hard today. Anyway, yep, Heroic Halls of Reflection. That was my favourite Wrath dungeon. Anyway, have fun. See yous.
Hey, Spanky, thank you for that voicemail. That was awesome. Heroic Halls of Reflection. That sounds familiar.
And he did say on Twitter that he was going to pick one that was not a fan favorite, mm-hmm. for sure. And to be honest, I thought he was going to be picking Oculus.
Yep.
But I guess, yeah, he picked Halls of Reflection. And for that very reason, you know, people would zone in. And, you know, they say, see ya, I'm out.
I know, peace. Yeah. I know, I must admit, when I saw Spanky's tweet, I was the same. I didn't even think of that. I was like, oh, I bet he's gone Oculus. Okay. And then, yes, now he said it's like, oh, of course. I mean, I was fairly lucky when Wrath came out. We had a dungeon team. So we went in, you know, we had the tanks, we had the heals, and there was very rarely that we needed to pull in, you know, other people or random people. So we had a crew that just knew how everyone played and managed to get through. So I guess I missed some of that. So I was lucky.
It's just so loud. It's like right here. Good Lord. Well, we're doing it live.
Doing it live. Which
should probably be the show title, right? Doing it live.
That's a good one. We will. Yeah. Doing it live in an airport as well. Yes. Okay. We did get a tweet from Cheryl on. She says that her dwarf leveling continues to go well. With the warrior is at 87, and debating whether to go to Valley or Kunlai. So that's awesome, Cheryl. Congratulations, 87, nearly getting there. That's
And then it gets really easy because once you're in Warlords, I would assume she's got flying, so she just needs to fly around and collect all the treasures and do all the side quests and stuff, and can get up pretty quickly.
That's right. Once you get into Warlords, especially if you've already got flying treasures, it won't take long at all. So congratulations. Let us know where you decided to go. Was it Valley or did you go to Kunlai, and how are you doing? So that's awesome. So thank you for sending in the tweet, and thank you, Spanky, for the voicemail. Once again, greatly appreciated, guys. We do really love to hear from you. So as this is going to be a short show, we will we will wrap up. So next week, when everything will be back to normal and Stone will be in his what do you call it, Stone space?
Well, my home, except I got to deal with Bob. Right?
With Bob,
so,
yeah.
At least I don't have to deal with Bob right now.
Just the.
So I got to deal with other stuff.
Yeah, that's right. And I tell you what, it'll be interesting to see the playback. People, if it sounds really dreadful, I'm sorry, because I hate editing.
You can blame me.
Exactly. It's all Stone's fault. So our topic for next week is favorite Cataclysm raid. So let us know what's your favorite.
I can tell you which one mine won't be. Guaranteed you'll know.
Okay. All right.
So I'll be picking from the rest. Okay.
Okay, well, I look forward to hearing that next week. And you need to do screenshots. Do I have to trust you to do them by yourself again? Anyway, we'll figure something out.
An effort this time.
Yeah. Anyone wants to send us screenshots to, go right ahead. I have got a nice little gallery page that I will put everyone's anything that anyone wants to send us. Hey,
I think that would be cool, as if people send in screenshots of their own in the raid.
Yeah,
and then we can put those.
I would love that.
That'd be pretty neat.
Yeah, that would be very cool. So if anyone wants to do that, look, why not? Just send them in to us and email for us is podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com. So send them in to, and I will add them into our gallery. Now, for anyone who is not sure where they can find us, you can check out the website, which is adventuresinazeroth.com. And on Twitter, we are at @ADVAzeroth. Stone, where can people find you?
You can find me primarily on Twitter at WowChallenges. Lead and I also do a podcast called the WowChallenges podcast that runs once a week on Saturday nights, North American Eastern Time, 7 p.m. We do it live. I'm also on a podcast, The Richter Scale, which we do on Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, and we do that live as well.
Yes.
Doing it live.
You are going to be on Periscope this weekend. So if anyone wants to keep an eye on what you're up to, where you're going to be, which would be Periscope, the WoW Challenges on Periscope, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. All right. And where you can find me, I'm on Twitter at LetaWow. That's LETAWOW. And if you want to hear more of me as well, Behind the Avatar is my own show that I do, as well as the WoW Challenges podcast and another geeky show that I do with Ben and Steve called Geektopia. Now, I have to say thank you to everyone for the likes, retweets, and all just, you know, letting us know what you think of the show, or thumbs up, or on Stitches, or anything like that. Thank you guys so much. We really do appreciate it. And you can find the show on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. And I'm not sure where else. Stone. Google Play?
I I have not submitted it for Google Play. I think we have to actually submit it
Oh,
so we
okay.
can check there. I know that for sure. The Wow Chow and this podcast is on Google Play, so I need to update our show note template, which I
Okay.
haven't done.
We will worry about that next week when you get back. Anyway, all right. Well, I think that is all for us this week. It's a short show, so sorry, guys, but someone is getting ready to leave on a jet plane. Don't know when he'll be back again. Notice I didn't say, do you like that? I didn't sing it though.
Don't that gives me nerves. I'm not a good flyer.
Okay, neither am I. So, but you have a fantastic time stone and enjoy the movie. And everyone, have a great week. And we will catch you next week. So, bye from me. Bye.
You later.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leiter. Copyright 2016. AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.